Eagles last night. What do you think of everything else? A lot of those ads you can see on YouTube. In fact, joining us right now is Vice President of YouTube, Tara Walpert-Levy. Tara, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what were people searching for during and after the game last night?
Well, you know, people were incredibly active around the game, both before, during, and after. People love keeping this conversation going. And we saw here in Detroit, folks were searching, no big surprise, for our friends Tom Brady, Nick Foles, the big quarterbacks, Rob Gronkowski, the Patriots end who took the two touchdowns, Brendan Graham, who knocked the ball away from Detroit, no doubt, and our friend Malcolm Butler, who's causing a little bit of controversy about being benched during the game. So there was a lot of activity around the players. There was also a lot of activity around the ads and, frankly, around some of the celebrity, right? So in particular, the halftime show, we saw folks searching for Justin Timberlake. Is he married? How old is he? Interestingly, we also saw people searching for how old Steven Tyler is, if you saw the Kia ad.
Yes,
did you see that one?
Great. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the cool thing about, you know, watching an event like the Super Bowl in this day and age. You can just use your phone and very quickly find answers to all these and other questions, can't you?
Well, and that's what we see is actually the overwhelming majority of people when they're watching live sports, this or any other, are also on the web looking for highlights, looking to engage deeper in the content, and particularly around this moment, looking to find the ads.
Yeah, well, there were so many great ones last night, too. And, you know, the Steven Tyler one you mentioned was a big one. And then I think also just people trying to find out more about the product that's being advertised, too.
Absolutely. Well, and we are showing all of the ads from the big game at youtube.com/adblitz, and you can basically see how people are engaging with them, what they like to watch, what they like to share, what they're applauding. And it's interesting. I mean, most of the most popular ads right now are trailers for movies or TV shows. So the appetite for content just keeps on going, whether it's on YouTube or anywhere else.
No doubt.
And also, I think if you... Yeah, yeah. And then if you look at the top three, Alexa, Pepsi, Groupon, all of them big on humor, big on celebrity, and frankly, released well before the game, so tapped into the conversation early.
Well, we'll keep looking at some of those ads and see the ones that we missed. Tara, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.